This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's recording anyway. Allah is recording. All right, I'm sorry, brothers and sisters all over the world. I forgot to press the on button. So, anyways. Salat al-An'am. We're doing Salat al-An'am today. Here's a gem. Gem number one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 17, وَأَيَّمْسَكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to afflict you by any dhurr, by any harm, there is no one who can alleviate that harm except Allah. Such a very powerful ayah. Allah huwa al-nafi' wa huwa al-dar, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who gives harm and he is the one who can remove it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa yamsaska bi khayr, even the khayr comes from him as well, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in another ayah, verse number 40, another beautiful ayah, another gem. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَتَتْكُمُ السَّعَةِ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَدْعُونَ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَدْعُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla here talks about, do they not see if the punishment of Allah is afflicted upon them or suddenly the hour comes? Would they not call anyone other than Allah? You see, Allah is saying here, whenever people are being afflicted with some harm, even non-believers, they turn out to Allah Azza wa Jalla and they invoke Allah. They will say, oh God, even the non-believers, even the atheists, when something happens to them, like some harm or some infliction is being affected upon them, they would say, oh God. So here Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, you know, if are you gonna call anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And here this reminds me of the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, the hadith which is in fact reported by Ibn Abbas and reported by Al-Bukhari. When the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam told Ibn Abbas, Ya Gulam, ihfadillah, ihfadak, ihfadillah, yidudu lahab, i'ta'arraf ala Allah fi sarra, ya'arifuka fi shidda. Or, kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, ta'arraf ala Allah fi rafa, ya'arifuka fi shidda. The Prophet told Ibn Abbas, he says this amazing, beautiful advice. He says, recognize and acknowledge Allah at times of difficulties. Recognize and acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know Allah, remember Allah at times of prosperity and at times of ease, you shall find him at times of adversity. Sometimes people know Allah Azza wa Jal, or they make dua, they come to the masjid only when they go to problems and having problems and difficulties. The day when Allah Azza wa Jal alleviate their problems, a lot of them forget about Allah. Doesn't that happen? It happens a lot. So here, ta'arraf ala Allah, or ta'arraf ala Allah fi arracha, ya'arafuka fi shidda, or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. And then another beautiful gem here, verse number 34. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى. This is the ayah. Jazakallah khair. When the Shaykh was here behind, Jazakallah khair, you know, this is where he helped us remember. The ayah that says, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah has decreed upon him, Allah has prescribed upon himself الرحمة, mercy. Allah called himself Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, At-Tawwab, Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghafar. Allah loves to forgive. Allah loves, Rahmah comes from him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that the Prophet Muhammad says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created 100 types of Rahmah, 100 Rahmah. Only he has sent down one in this earth. And then he has kept 99 for him subhanahu wa ta'ala to use at the end of judgment, the end of time. Imagine that we're all living with one rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal, one mercy, so much so that even the animals are using that rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is ar-Rahman ar-Rahim subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasi' ar-Rahman wa wasi' al-Maghfirah. And then another gem, a very, very powerful ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Here, Allah is saying, you can run, but you cannot hide. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. And he has the keys to the unseen. No one knows about him except about them except him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرْوِ وَالْبَحْرِ. And he knows that which is in the air, and he knows that which is in the ocean. You cannot run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they hide and they do things privately, but they cannot do the same things publicly. Why? Don't you know? Don't they know? Don't I know that Allah is watching everywhere subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why would you hide to do certain things? Aren't you ashamed of Allah Azza wa Jalla who's watching you, who's al-raqib, al-shaheed, al-sami'a, al-basir, subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his dad. Do you know that Ibrahim's dad used to craft? Not only he used to worship idols, he was the one who used to craft his idols, he used to make his idols. So Ibrahim was giving da'wah to his dad. And last but not least, another gem, another powerful ayah at the very end, verse number 162 of Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ. When Allah says قُلْ, قُلْ means say. Say to whom? Who is Allah talking to here? قُلْ. قُلْ يَا. قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ. Say, O Muhammad, قُلْ لَهُمْ. يعني tell them, O Muhammad, قُلْ. إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Is that for him? طيب. Yes, because I'm nice. I mean that in the end. لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا من المسلمين. Say, tell them Muhammad, إن صلاتي, my salah, إن صلاتي ونسكي, my sacrifice, ومحياي, my life, and my death, ومماتي, لمين, لهم, لله رب العالمين. All my life, everything, I belong to Allah. This is why you and I are عباد الله. Ibn al-Qayyim used to say, كُنْ وَاحِدًا, we will end with this, inshaAllah ta'ala. He used to say, كُنْ وَاحِدًا لِوَاحِدْ عَلَىٰ طَرِيقٍ وَاحِدٍ. Be one, for one, on one. This is amazing. He says, be one, for one, on one. كُنْ وَاحِدًا لِوَاحِدْ عَلَىٰ طَرِيقٍ وَاحِدٍ. Be one, be yourself, be Abdullah. Be the slave of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Be one, on one path. What is that path? What path? There's only one path. The path of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the path of لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله. Be one, for one, on one. Be one, be one, be yourself, for one, for Allah, on one, on that path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why you and I declare there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. That's a nice one. And the messenger is? Messenger is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are the three competitions we're having quickly? Three competitions. Competition number one. Adan. Ar-Rahman. And the 99 names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Please let us make inshallah this intention to make this Ramadan special. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.